Good morning. Buddha taught that there were three poisons, and the three poisons were the cause of suffering. These three poisons are referred to usually as ignorance, greed, and anger. And we all know that ignorance, greed, and anger can lead to a great deal of suffering in the world and in our own lives. Behind ignorance is a trickster constantly fooling us. So not to make light of the trickster, but to get to know the trickster, we go to a scary movie. We jump out of our chair, get scared, and then we giggle or laugh. Why is that? What has the trickster just shown us? That it's not real, that it's a dream. In about a week's time, we have Halloween, trick or treat. Again, celebrating the trickster, the dream, that which isn't real, that we take on as being real. Sometimes it's very humorous. We'll see a shadow or something, or a stick laying somewhere, and we'll think, ah, snake. And then we'll laugh. That's the trickster. So what is the trickster? Anybody?
Mind.
Mind?
Delusion.
Delusion. That's another word for ignorance. Yeah. Trickster is described in the Heart Sutra. If you become friends with or get to know the trickster, then prajnaparamita, or wisdom, can work in your life. Buddha says that enlightenment takes place in ignorance. That's the locus of enlightenment. It's not somewhere else. It's right in the midst of your ignorant pursuits of the dream. So when you're out there trick-or-treating, you know, give the trickster its due. And smile to yourself when you recognize the trickster in yourself. Getting back to the Heart Sutra. What is form is emptiness. What is emptiness is form. Same is true of feelings, perceptions, impulses, and knowledge. I lived at this American Zen College, and they had a version of the Heart Sutra where, in the beginning, where it says that Avalokitesvara saw that clearly that there are five skandhas, and these by their nature, in that version, he would say there are five thieves, and these by their nature are empty. The consciousness of the senses, so hearing, seeing, feeling, touching, and how you interpret them. The senses are telling you something that is true. Yeah, it's hot. I have to use the bathroom. I'm hungry. It's time to sleep. Is that wisdom or is that the trickster? Where does the trickster come in?
But at your university, they call it the thieves, so, right?
Yeah. Meaning that the way you interpret what it is you're experiencing, feeling, touching, how you look at that, that's the delusion. That's the trickster. Trickster is your habit energy, your belief in a certain way of things being. It's that idea that you've clung to as reality, but it's not. It's the mirage. We used to talk about it as the mirage. You look over the desert and you see water and a palm tree and you think it's there and it's going to quench your thirst. So you chase it. That's what we do. The trickster convinced us to chase it.
Interpretation of what the senses are telling you.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Okay. So when you sit and meditate, what are you doing? You're getting familiar with the trickster. Because while you're sitting there, things are going to keep coming up. You know, your mind is going to keep telling you a story of one kind or another, and you keep dropping it and letting it go. Why? So you can discover what it is that you are actually and what is happening in this moment, as opposed to your interpretation. So your interpretation then leads to greed, because you don't feel like you have enough. There's something you need to have in order to be complete and fulfilled. So, you know, greed is at work. And then when you don't get it, because you have this attachment to this idea, then what do? You know, then you get angry. So all of that, you know, this is all causes and conditions. These are the things that you do to create the suffering in the world. This is samsara. This is the circle that we're going around and around and around. It's the trickster. Get to know the trickster. Like, for example, having a sense of humor and being able to recognize the trickster when it happens, that's illuminating. That's like, aha. It's having an aha moment, you know? It's like, oh, I was fooling myself. I mean, you could laugh and enjoy the moment, say, ah, I just discovered something that I didn't know. Any other thoughts about the trickster? Anybody?
It's the thing that makes you identify with your perception.
Yes. Identifying with your perception. Doesn't mean that perception isn't something that happens.
Right.
Obviously it does.
Right.
Yes. Oh.
As there's a thing that makes you identify with what you're perceiving. So you're perceiving something, it's just this. But then the second you go, that's good, that's bad.
Yes.
That's the trickster.
Yes.
I think we also, I can speak for myself, I seem to sense a fear of letting go of the trickster.
Uh-huh.
There's a pull.
Yeah. Identification. One of the things that's so difficult about this view of the world is that it doesn't give you answers. It doesn't say, God will save you. It doesn't say, believe in this and everything is this is the way it is. You know? It's kind of takes the rug out from under you. But the truth is, there's no rug there to begin with. Being comfortable and content with the uncertainty of life, that takes the rug out from the trickster. When there's fearlessness about how you live, there's no need for the trickster. You can just play with them. It's like, you know, in the 10 ox herding pictures, the very last one, after he becomes enlightened, you become enlightened and you've been through all these different steps, unquote, on the path. You go back into the marketplace and you play with the children. It becomes a playground for you from a whole different perspective. You no longer are suffering or creating suffering. You're helping, you're being a bodhisattva. You know, you're helping to change the world for a better. By not contributing to the suffering, by being awake to what's really happening. I mean, I know sometimes that seems like a far off, distant place, right? I'm concerned right now with eating, sleeping, my bills, my health, my family, But that's all where it is, right there. The clearer you can be in your relationships and your situation that you're in, that's why Buddhists taught, besides the cause of suffering being these three poisons, there was a way out of suffering, and he called it, you know, the Eightfold Path. You know, correct understanding, correct livelihood, correct meditation, etc. You know, these were all just ways of helping you to see that there is a way to deal with all this uncertainty of being in a way that works, that there is liberation, there is nirvana, there is freedom from suffering. So, you know, when Halloween comes and some scary being comes to your door, it's a good reminder, the trickster. Yeah.
I'm going to comment something mundane that I heard recently from a very famous movie actor who's 92 years old. His name now, Clint Eastwood.
Okay.
And he was interviewed, and the interviewer said to him, "You're 92, how do you have this impetus to move forward and do what you do?" And he said, "Every time the trickster knocks on my door, I don't answer the door." I love that when I heard that.
The bountiful experience of being is just more than we can describe or take in our relationships with each other. You know, the trickster comes out in these relationships too, of course. And it's really can be really fun sometimes when you are with someone when they recognize they're being tricked by the trickster and they see something in themselves. And then, and you may have seen that already in them, but that, you know, you can't tell them, but all of a sudden there's this recognition between the two of you. Aha, yeah, wow, the trickster. You know, and it's that communication on a level that's, I think, deeper than our normal sort of, you know, talking about the weather, where it's exposed. Something is exposed that is, you know, grander about our experience when we're together and the trickster is exposed for one or the other or both or whoever. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Will.
Thanks for coming.